Hashtag feed the 5,000. Good morning. It is 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Jordan Lieber, Lieber's Boxcar Express, came up with a great idea. And this is the time where on here we're talking a lot about helping out the small local businesses during this time. It's really tough. The restaurants and a lot of them are still open, but having to do things a little bit differently than they have, which we'll talk about that, some of the stuff that that Lieber's Boxcar Express is doing in that vein. But also, they're doing their best to help the community on top of it. And I talked to Jordan's dad, Eric, yesterday. He said, "Now, this was all Jordan's idea. You need to talk to him." So, Jordan, let's talk about this. Hashtag feed the 5,000. Jordan, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us here today.
Thanks. Fun to be here.
Well, tell me, how did this all come about? Where did the idea come from?
Yeah, so actually, I'm going to pass the torch on to my uncle. He called me, and we have a foundation in my grandma's name to try to honor her. And he called me and said, "All right, look, we need to find a way to feed as many people as we can right now." So we've been feeding Galesburg for 39 years, and he wanted to continue that, even during the hardships and everything. So,
well, talk about exactly what you've got going on and how you're doing. I know you're partnering up with the Knox County YMCA and the Solutions Program. They're helping you out with this as well.
Yeah, them and the Bethesda Missionary Church, they have a food pantry there. Northwoods Church through their Renew consignment and thrift store. And the Defenders of Freedom with Bob Spears, he's been handing out sandwiches at the VA to the veterans that need it. And basically, we make the sandwiches in the morning, we kick them out to them, and they identify who they think needs them the most. And they Joey drives around town, hands them out, and everyone else is at their locations, giving them out where they need them. So
that's a really cool thing. So the bus goes around, the Knox County YMCA's bus, Joey Range, and you get some help from Anthony Law as well.
Yeah.
So talk about, are they going different places each day or same place each day?
They go around and they hit the certain schools. They'll stop at the schools, and this isn't just for children. They're doing it for all adults because we know there's a lot of programs right now for children, but there's also other people that need it too. So we're not discriminating on that. Everyone that needs it gets it. But yeah, they're driving around hitting a few different school areas, and they also have families they know that are needing. They're going to their houses and to shut-ins and people that need to stay home to try to to contain this. So
again, if you do hashtag feed the 5,000 on Facebook, it'll come up not only on Lieber's page but the Knox County YMCA's page, and it'll tell you what the different places you can go and what times are going to be there. So we're talking, yeah, that's the thing, because we know there's a lot of children in need. I mean, in talking to the superintendent locally, and we know the number of kids that are on the meal program anyway. It's like 70-some% of the students in District 305. So, yeah, we knew that need was there, but you have to look at the fact that, okay, if that need was there for the children, for their parents also, or possibly grandparents, whoever they're with, so that thus this whole idea that, yeah, we need to feed all those that are hungry.
Yeah, Joey came back with a story yesterday. There was a guy that he is not working right now, and he wasn't sure where his next meal is going to go or come from. He was going to feed his family first, and he broke out in tears and when they handed him sandwiches, and it just it makes you feel good, but it just also, you don't know how many more of those stories are out there.
Yeah.
So that's not the only one. Joey comes back with several stories every day of people that are really grateful and really, really just needed it versus, they might not have had a meal. So.
Yeah. So if you know somebody that is in need, let them know about it. Again, hashtag feed the 5,000. If you go to Facebook, you can find out where the bus is going to be and the different areas where you can pick up your sandwich from Lieber's Boxcar Express. Well, and that's the thing, Jordan, is the fact that, businesses like yours, that you've had to kind of change the way you do things. And now, not only you have kind of a drive-up door now. You have a little setup outside.
Yeah.
You've got that. You're delivering now as well. But so in that respect, you got to do what you got to do, and it's tough to stay in business like this. But so on top of that, you're doing also your best to help the community.
Yes, we've always wanted to kind of explore these options for these, and now our hands are forced. So and actually, it's been all right. It's a lot more hustle and bustle. We're going to the customers versus them coming to us, which is for the last 39 years has been the complete opposite. So, yeah, we have a drive-through. We have a camera on it. As soon as we can see a car pull up, we go out and help them. And people can order on our app online and on our website. And, yeah, they've People have been great. They've really taken care of us and really been patient, understanding. And I mean, this is completely unprecedented for everybody. So
absolutely. Well, if people are wondering, your drive up, the door, it'll be on the north end of the building, coming out of the side, the north dining room there, that's off where you order, coming out that door there. You can pull up on the side there, and that's you've got a menu board out there too, don't you?
Yeah, we we just put new menu boards in the main store for the. We got TVs up there with the. You know, digital menu board. So we kept the old ones. They were going to hang in my garage, but we hung on to them. And then we ended up making a thing and putting it out there. So, yeah, it's actually not too bad. People have really liked it.
Well, I guess the good thing is now that when this is over, you can put them in your garage and save them for the next time.
Right, yes. Well, then, you know, who knows? We might continue this, maybe get some new menu boards up there. So.
Jordan Lieber, Lieber's Boxcar Express, joining us here this morning. Yeah, they are helping out the community. Hashtag feed the 5,000. So how, I mean, is there a limit? Are you going to keep doing this throughout this whole thing? Or how, I mean,
we're going until we hit 5,000.
Okay,
right now.
You are.
We might have to reassess. We know there's definitely a need. It's just as much as we can fund right now. We're going to do until we hit 5,000. Right now, after today, we'll be just shy of 2,500, so about halfway there. And we're just trying to help out as many people as we can with what we got.
So what day did you actually start?
We started last Wednesday.
And boy, 2,500 out, so you're about halfway there. Yeah, so you've been doing it for a while, so yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, and you want the people to take advantage of it that need it.
Yes. That was our thing. We might be able to hand out a few, you know, a couple a day, you know, to certain people we knew needed. But these people are out there in the community working with the veterans, and we wanted to hit a very diverse group of people, you know, get it really spread out. And we knew Joey and Champ and the Renew Shop. They hit, you know, certain people that we wouldn't necessarily think of right away. And so we wanted to find a way to get it out there the best we could and spread it out amongst everybody.
Yeah, so just know if you're in need, you're not, you know, they're not asking for an ID or anything. If you're in need, please take advantage. Again, go to hashtag feed the 5,000. You do that on Facebook. You can you'll be connected to the Wise page. You'll be connected to Lieber's Boxcar Express page, and you can find out where they're going to be, where you can pick up your food. And again, you know, as tough as it is right now for small businesses and especially restaurants, so you guys obviously, like you said, have had to adapt. So you've added delivery service. And not only have you added delivery service, you continue to expand. I guess you're a glutton for punishment, Jordan.
Yes. That's actually gone pretty well. We're actually a lot of the small towns are like, come hit us. So we've actually set up a few things over for the dinner time for the next week or so. We're going to hit a few small towns where we make one big delivery to the area, and they can come meet us at a certain point to try to get out there, because we realize that they're not leaving home, not supposed to leave home either. So
you've hit Abingdon already. What else? What other communities?
Abingdon and Alexis did awesome on Sunday.
Okay.
Tonight we're going to Lake Bracken. Then tomorrow, I think it's Oneida, and then we're going to hit Monmouth, Knoxville, and them afterwards again.
So what? So people just need to get their order in ahead of time
from
those communities?
Yeah, you can order on the app or website and call in, and they just get it in by 4 o'clock, and we're going to drop it off at 5:30, and we hand them out, and it was really awesome. Alexis and Abingdon really did really great, and it turned out awesome for us and for them to help out.
Are you delivering in town as well?
Yes. We're doing 5 mile radius, or wow. 10 mile, technically.
Yeah. Wow. So you've expanded. You started 5 miles, and now you're expanding out a little bit too. So Jordan Lieber with Lieber's Boxcar Express joining us here this morning. Again, they're doing their best to help out the community, which is a great thing. Hashtag feed the 5,000. And so we suggest you help them out as well in this time that's tough for them as well. If somebody, Jordan, would like to help out, I'm guessing you've probably gotten some offers, and if not, you probably will. If somebody would like to help out monetarily with this program, is there something they could do to help you guys out?
Yeah, we're going to set up to try to hopefully keep everyone safe with handling cash and everything. We're going to set up a thing on our Facebook page, or not our Facebook page, our website and the app, to where they can go on there, they can donate, and it'll be tax free, obviously. And they donate, and we'll put it towards the cause. So
yeah, that is a great thing. And again, with whoever's out there delivering, whether it's Lieber's or anybody else, make sure you tip them well. And you know, even if you're, you know, buying your sandwich at the drive up or your potato, whatever it is, tip and help out even more.
Yeah, people have been really great. They've really been taking care of us. And people came in the other day, and somebody gave us a $50 tip, and it was on a pickup order. It wasn't even a delivery. And I think it's great to see everyone banding together right now when we need it the most.
What's your favorite thing, Tyler? I got to go with the, I think it's the 15, the hot roast beef and cheddar.
Mm, yeah. That's, that one's up there for me, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's between it's usually between that and the 11, but it's normally the 15. But I'll do the 11.
Just throw a dart at the board. We're good.
Yeah. And so a special today at all?
Well, right now we have a monthly special. It's a buffalo chicken potato.
Ooh.
Also, right now, anyone buys a drink, they get a free bag of chips. So
yeah. All that drink and a bag of chips.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Lieber's Boxcar Express, again, they're doing wonderful things to help out in our community. So please support them and help them out. And again, coming up on the app and the website, you'll be able to help out if you with the hashtag Feed the 5,000. It's a really, really cool thing you guys are doing. Jordan, anything else we need to know about what's happening?
Nope. I just think we appreciate it. Everyone supporting local business. I try to get out. If I can get out of work on time, I run out and pick up something somewhere else and try to do my part. Everyone is hurting right now, and it's been amazing. Everyone banding together.
So. You know, I eat out quite a bit, but I think more so in this past week because just for that reason, it's like, you know, going in to different places and ordering. And it's not helping me at all, but it tastes good.
Yeah,
it's helping.
It's pretty tough on the old diet.
So. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for what you guys are doing for the community, and best of luck. Hopefully the community is going to support you guys as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us on.
Hashtag Feed the 5,000. Go to social media and put that in, and you'll find out when and where you can pick up a sandwich if you're in need. They are here to help you.